Hello, I'm back again. Ronan needs some dental work doing, and I do as well. We've got appointments for checkups next Tuesday, both of us. But last night he started getting really bad toothache on the right hand side, where he has a hole in his tooth, I think. And I don't know whether he's got an abscess underneath, but it's really throbbing and he's in a lot of pain. Today he had to go for an assessment somewhere. And he went and had it done, but he took some paracetamol in the morning. He took some more when he came home, and he's just taken some more. So I said, well, you can't take any more now till about 12 o'clock tomorrow, really. Well, you can probably take some at about 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning, but when you've got toothache, I had it once where I had an abscess, and if it's that, then I know how awful it is, and if you take something like paracetamol, it works for a couple of hours, if it works at all, and then, you know, you're counting down to get to 4 to 6 hours, so how much more are you going to be counting down when it's 12 hours? He said he couldn't stand it. I said, did he want to go to the hospital? So we decided not to go into A&E because he probably just needs antibiotics before they'll do anything. So I rang the 111 service, and I've rung it before for myself, but I've never noticed. I don't know whether it's a new thing, but they've got the first option is if there are any dental inquiries, press 1. And I got a really nice lady, and she said that she asked me some questions, and then she spoke to him. And she said that she'd made an appointment for us at King's College Hospital, but we had to be there within the next half an hour. And I said, well, I'm really sorry. There's absolutely no way on earth I can ever get to King's College within half an hour. I said, she said, will you be driving? I said, no, I'm blind. She went, oh, I'm really sorry. And I said, well, don't be sorry, but, you know, I don't know what time the trains are. They run every half an hour, but it's 40 minutes on the train, and that doesn't allow for calling a taxi, getting to the station, waiting for the train, then walking at the other end. And I said, even if we had a car, it takes pretty much an hour, 50 minutes, maybe this time of night, 45 to 50 minutes drive. And then you've got to find somewhere to park. So there's just no way. And the last time I was up there one Sunday with Connor, and he said, let's get a taxi home, and he was going to pay. They quoted me £38 to get home, so we got the train home. So in the end, she said, well, you can go to the first come, first serve clinic at King's College in the morning, but I advise you to be there at 7:45. Well, there's just no way we're going to be there that time. Plus, you know, really, it's hard for me to do all that journey because usually I get transport. But if the worst came to the worst, I would go with him if we had no other option. Because what can you do? You know, when you're a mother, you can't just see them suffer. So, I mean, he could go on his own, but I don't think he'd want to. I wouldn't want him going on his own kind of like at night time anyway, because it's not in the nicest of areas, to be fair. Well, it's not so bad, but you have to go through some quite dicey areas on the train to get there. And so she said, well, you could ring your own dentist in the morning and see if they can see you any earlier. So we decided to do that. And if he's still in a lot of pain and she can't see him any earlier than next Tuesday, then I think we probably will go to King's, but we will have a long wait on our hands. I can't get a taxi there because it's just too expensive. I just can't afford that there and back. Obviously, I can't qualify for hospital transport when it's not for me, you know, just to escort somebody, because they'll say it's not necessary that I go. He's pinky. So he's gone to the co-op now to get some ibuprofen. I tend not to have them in the house. I mean, if people want to have them there, it's fine. And I have had them here, but I can't take them, so I tend not to buy them. We have had them, and I thought we had some, but they must have all been used up at some point. And obviously you can't take any more paracetamol now. And I've got cocodamol, which, of course, contain paracetamol and codeine. So he can't take any more of those. I've only ever taken one of them. And that's when I had really bad back. I had something to do with the ligaments between my ribs last year, which I had on and off for 5 weeks. It was really horrible. But I only took that once because I don't like to take, you know, that they can cause, the codeine can cause constipation. And with my dialysis, I have to be careful to avoid that like the plague. So I have got them here. Once he gets to the point where he can take some more paracetamols, because obviously you can take them, those in conjunction with ibuprofen, then I might suggest, if it's really bad, that he can take the cocodamol. But it's really, I feel, you know, you feel kind of helpless. I mean, I know he's nearly 18. 2 weeks, he'll be 18, but I still feel kind of responsible and really helpless. And, you know, I hate to think of him suffering like that. And I hope that they've got some in the co-op. I mean, Obi's friend works in the co-op. He's a security guard, but he's not in today. He's not in on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, so I was going to get him to ring ahead and see if they make sure they've got some. Pinky! She keeps headbutting me in the face. Stop it! But I know he's not in on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And so, because if they haven't got any there, he'll have to get the bus up to we've got a 24-hour out Tesco. It's just, it's horrible to be in pain. You know, I won't say it's his own fault, but he has, leave the phone alone. She's trodden on my other phone. He has refused to go to the dentist over the last couple of years. He's absolutely refused to go, and he's not a child anymore, so it's not like I can force him. So now he's got to the point where he's got to go. Same with me, really. I was supposed to have a tooth out 3 years ago because it was broken. Half of it had gone. And I went to have it out, but I'd had toothache. I hadn't had any trouble with this one. I'd had two really bad toothache. Not as bad as when I had the abscess, but the other side. This one is at the bottom on the right-hand side, and the other one, the pain I was having, was on the left-hand side at the top. So I went to have this right-hand side one out, and I ended up having one on the one on the left out, and making an appointment to come back in a couple of weeks, and I never went back. And it wasn't that bad. It wasn't like it was a bad experience. She said it might take up to half an hour to lever it out, but it was out in seconds. I think the top ones are probably easier to get out because they're going towards gravity, which the bottom ones aren't. You're having to pull up. So I think that's probably not going to be such a pleasant experience, especially because half of it's gone, and obviously the roots are still in there, so the roots to that half that's gone underneath the gum, so I don't know how they're going to get that out. And I'm really dreading it, and I've put it off so many times, but if I don't get it done now, it's hampering my transplant chances, because there's no way they're going to do a transplant when I've got that there. I've also got a couple of fillings that I think might need redoing. So I haven't really had any pain with it. I've had the odd days where it's a bit sore, this one, but mostly it doesn't give me any trouble at all. I think maybe the nerves or something are dead in it. I think they must be. But anyway, I should be glad to see the back of it. I should be glad when we both see the back of our treatment. Teeth, who'd have them, honestly? I think it's one thing that now there's a lot of more dental health awareness than there was when I was a kid, you know. But it's one thing you think you don't, I think people don't value them enough. They don't think, you know, you get this set of wonderful teeth, you need them. And the little one, your baby teeth come out and you get these other teeth coming through, and they're supposed to last you the rest of your life. I've had two teeth out. And this will be number three. And one of my wisdom tooth teeth never came through. It was just never there. The other three of them came through, but when they did an X-ray, there was just there's nothing there. The fourth one was just never existed. I never had any problem with my wisdom teeth, but I had one out when I had the abscess, which was about 15 or so years ago, maybe longer than that now. And then the other one was 3 years ago. So that was the first time I'd ever had one at the top out. Well, I've only ever had two out, so, well, apart from baby teeth, of course. But this one at the top, that was the first time I'd ever had a needle in the roof of my mouth. My problem with going to the dentist, I haven't got a problem with the treatment. I don't really mind it at all. The reason I don't like going is because I'm scared of the anaesthetic. I'm not scared of the needle. I've had loads of needles and I'm always having needles and stuff. That doesn't scare me at all. It's not very pleasant, I grant you, but I'm scared that it's going to make me feel faint. I don't know why. I just have got this thing about it. And that's why I never went back. It didn't. And because of my kidney problems, they have to use a special anaesthetic that hasn't got any adrenaline in it. And I've obviously had it before, because last time I had it. But as I say, it was the first time I had ever had a needle in the roof of my mouth, because I'd never had anything done like that at the top. It was weird. Anyway, I'm hoping that the ibuprofen will help. She was very helpful, the woman on the phone. She said, because what happened was he fell asleep and he woke up and it was really bad. And she said he needs to not lay, make sure he's propped up with several, two or three pillows, because the blood flow is less that way. There's not so much pressure, and then, because it's throbbing, it's the blood pumping against the nerve. So the flatter he lays, the worse it's going to be. So hopefully that will be solved, and it probably won't go, but we'll try and see if we can get an appointment tomorrow, and if we can't, then I'll have to, if it's really bad and he can't stand it till next Tuesday. It would be good in a way to get, he probably needs antibiotics before they're going to take it out anyway, so it might be good to see somebody to get that, so that by the time we go next week, I mean, she won't be able to take it out then, because we've only got 15-minute appointments, but she might be able to make him another one next week if he sees someone tomorrow and gets the antibiotics. Or they might just take it out if it's not infected. If it's just that the nerve's exposed, they might just say, okay, we'll take it out, which would be really good. Anyway, that's all I came on here to talk about, poor Ronan and his teeth. And just to say that the 111 service was really helpful. They were really nice. And I've had dealings with them before, and they've been a bit, on the medical side, they've been a bit of a pain. They ask you some really, I know they have to ask everybody really questions, but some of the things they ask you, it's when you want to get somewhere quite urgently, but it's not as urgent as 999, then you don't really want to have to answer about 50 questions. You'd think that they could whittle it down a bit, but I suppose they do have to go through it all. But sometimes it feels like you go through it all several times. But this was a really pleasant and good experience, and it's nice to know that, because I didn't realise I had the specific dental section. So it's nice to know that. And it's also nice to know that King's College are open every day, Monday to Friday, the dental clinic. And you don't have to have an appointment. You just go and queue up. I imagine the queues might be absolutely horrendous. That's why she suggested getting there at 7:45 in the morning. But as I say, there's no way we can do that. If we have to go, it's going to have to be later. We'll try and get there in the morning, but let's hope, fingers crossed, that we can go locally and get him sorted out, because it's no fun. Anyway, I'll be back and I'll let you know what happens.